A wildfire in an area historically used for war training sparked some discoveries this week. Firefighters at the Bolters Creek Blaze, south of Vernon in the Commonage area, found unexploded explosive ordnance, UXOs, Vernon Fire Rescue Services confirmed. The Department of National Defense, DND, was called on August 19 to deal with the UXOs. Local firefighters, alongside the First Nations Firefighting Reserve Team, discovered 6 mortar tail fins within a 7-kilometer radius around the city of Vernon, confirms Brittany Wiseman, communications advisor with the Pacific Royal Canadian Army. The Fleet Diving Unit, Pacific, dispatched a team to, relocated the items, and confirmed that all 6 were free of explosives. They were then transported back to Canadian Forces Base Esquimalt for disposal at a later date. Meanwhile, local firefighters remain in charge of the blaze while BC Wildfire Service support is no longer required. But due to the UXO discoveries, crews are cautious in the area and only visible flames are being actioned. Traditional grid sweeps cannot be completed due to the UXO hazard, however, the site is being closely monitored for hot spots through a combination of regular perimeter checks and remote surveillance via the city's SenseNet camera system, said Jessica Hewitt, the city's manager of communications and community engagement. Smoke will likely remain visible throughout the week as fire activity continues within the burn area. The safety of first responders and the public is a priority as the city works in coordination with appropriate agencies to assess and manage risks related to the UXOs. If smoke is visible well within a fire's perimeter and the area is surrounded by burned material, this is typically not a concern. However, smoke rising from green, unburned fuel or from outside a fire's perimeter should be reported immediately. We can expect to see smoke from within the fire boundaries off and on, said Vernon Fire Chief David Lind. The fire is suspected to be human-caused and was started Sunday, August 17. It grew to 103 hectares and is under control. The Commonage is one of 6 areas in the Vernon region where UXOs can be found. Called UXO Legacy Sites, the others are Coldstream Ranch, Commonage, Goose Lake Range, Kalamalka Lake and Madeline Lake, formerly Glen Emma Range. Risk mitigation is ongoing at all sites. There are hundreds of former military sites across Canada, the DND advise. Most of them were used decades ago and were located in what were once very remote areas. As the population has grown, the possibility of people living on or near these sites has also grown. Anyone who encounters something that could be an UXO on land or in water should do the following. 1. Don't touch it. If disturbed, UXO can explode, causing death or injury. 2. Note the location and leave the area. Remember where you saw the object. Go back the same way you came. 3. Call 911 or local police. If you are on or near an inland body of water, call 911 or the local police. If you are at sea, contact the Coast Guard.